Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents On the Record. Now, here's Ray Koob.
Well, here we are, 13 years since their last trip to the Soup, and it's still hard to believe. It's been a hard-to-describe season with low expectations, high drama, lots of defense, and some of the most exciting games in modern Eagles history. Now, the last run our Birds had like this seems like a lifetime ago, and it started with the drafting of Donovan McNabb. He and Andy Reid helped resurrect this team along with the top-shelf remnants of the previous regime. They flipped the script from 5-11 to 11-5 and began what would be the most fruitful run in team history to date. All in all, they'd go to four straight conference championships with a fifth tacked on later. In those days, I was a season ticket holder and had seen my share of mediocrity and disappointment, but starting with the 2001 season, we saw something new, the closest to the Vermeil era success and reason for hope. After their first aborted playoff run in 2001, the Birds made it to the NFC Championship before losing to those St. Louis Rams, who would in turn lose to Tom Brady for his first Super Bowl win. We all watched on TV. But the following year and the next three seasons, McNabb led the Birds to the top seed and home field throughout the playoffs. We knew that 2002 was the year they'd win their first big game. The week of the divisional round against Atlanta at the Vet was viciously cold with snow, ice, and 15-degree temps. Headed to the concourse for halftime, I was jostled by a couple guys, tried to stop and went down like a shot with a ruptured patella tendon. Wow! Halftime! While I got to watch that year's NFC Championship game against Tampa, it was on crutches at my house with my best buddies while my wife and our niece went in my place. It was cold, it was terrible, and we were sure Tampa Bay couldn't play in weather this cold. We were wrong. They'd go on to beat Oakland, a team the Eagles knew our boys would have beaten, and win the Super Bowl that should have been ours. Surely the next year would be different, but against the Carolina Panthers, at the new link, we were louder and nastier than ever, and our boys played like crap, and again the team lost, their third NFC Championship lost in as many years. In 2004, they'd added a weapon of serious proportion, Terrell Owens, who made life in games more interesting. Then, against Dallas, I saw Roy Williams make that horse collar tackle that may have ended T.O.'s season. But the Birds made it through the NFC tournament once again and faced the Falcons again on another frigid night at the link. This time I stayed upright and on my feet through the entire second half, and we all celebrated like mad as Chad Lewis's TD sealed the win and sent the team to Jacksonville. T.O. made it back for the game against the Pats in Super Bowl 39 and played well enough to help us win. We all know what happened and what didn't. A few years later, the team made it back to the NFC Championship before losing to Arizona, who lost to the Steelers. These days, this team, and especially this season, feel different. I've never had such lowered expectations for a season, a team, and not even a QB. Carson Wentz? Tough to describe what he's brought to this team in this town, but he is merely the leader of an elite squad with the best defense since the original gangrene and a heart as big as the city they play in. Wentz's injury against the Rams could have changed this magical season. Yes, there was angst, but Nick Foles has been, well, super. It felt funny to take my Foles jersey from the back of the closet. Luckily, it still fit. It felt unlikely that he might lead us through the NFC. It felt unthinkable that they'd get to Minneapolis. But here we are, just days from the game. The team has been up there for a few days preparing under the harsh lights of Super Bowl week, and amazingly, just days from this squad's biggest test, there's calm. Not universal citywide calm, but enough for it to change the mood. Expectations have either been lowered to the ground or thrown away completely. The weird part is, it'll hurt if they lose, but what if they win? We've all had many years to wonder what that will feel like. Regardless, consider this. This team with their MVP on the sideline, coaching and helping despite his injury, has made it to the Super Bowl, putting the rest of the league on notice. All we need is their motto, their battle cry. And with Wentz in the lineup, they may return to the only game played in February. But if you follow any other team, consider this. Our Eagles got here without Carson Wentz. Go Birds!